Other wars, the revolution, between 4.2 and 5.7% of the soldiers died. In the War of 1812, 2.4%. War with Mexico, 5.1%. The war with Spain, less than 1%. World War I, 5.4%. World War II, 5.8%. In Korea, about 2.5%, and in Vietnam, a shade more than 7%. So the rates, the northern rates, are far higher than United States percentages in any other war, and the Confederate rate is almost on a different scale than our losses in other wars. It was a hard war on leadership as well. 65 Northern and 92 Confederate generals were killed during the war. It was more dangerous to be a general then than it is now. So the human cost was enormous, and this doesn't include civilians who died from privations associated with the war, and there certainly were many of those in the Confederacy. There's no way we can get a number on that, no way at all. What about the economic side? The war produced spending on a scale far beyond that of any other event in United States history down to this time. Again, it's impossible to put an exact total together, but some figures are instructive. Federal budget in 1860 was $63 million a year. In 1865, the United States budget was $1.3 billion. $1.3 billion, an increase of about 200-fold. And that doesn't include Confederate expenditures. If you factor in how much money the Confederacy was spending, you would probably have to add enough to get to about a 350-fold increase. An estimate made in 1879 put costs to that date for the North at more than $6 billion. More than $6 billion. By 1879, and that did not include an enormous amount of money that would be paid in pensions to veterans and to widows of veterans over many decades. In fact, there are still several women in the United States receiving pensions as a result of their having been married to Civil War veterans. There aren't many left, but there are a few left, even as we approach the millennium. Estimates for Confederate expenditures through 1863 are about $2 billion. After 1863, Confederate records are so fragmentary that we can't really even put a ballpark figure on it. But the bottom line is that the two sections spent on an undreamed of scale during the war, and indebtedness grew to unimaginable size by mid-19th century standards. And of course, those costs continued to go throughout the century, as I said, and well into the 20th century. What about destruction in the South? Property losses. It was similar to that suffered by nations all over the rest of the world in wars, but unlike the typical American experience, most of the world has been through this kind of experience where they have had armies marching back and forth, and there have been enormous property losses. That's not a typically American experience, at least not for white America, but it was for the Confederacy. Two-thirds of the entire assessed wealth of the Confederate States swept away by the war. Much of that in the form of slave property, of course. All of that slave property gone. Quarter of the white men dead of military age, another quarter maimed, two-fifths of all the livestock in the Confederacy, these are estimates, dead, more than half of all farm machinery destroyed, railroads and industries in a complete shambles, the countryside, much of it, bearing no visual relationship in many instances to its appearance before 1860. And let me just read from a couple of quotations. Witnesses, these are during the war, not retrospective views, that give some sense of how hard the war hit different parts of the Confederacy. I'll start with Arthur James Lyon Fremantle, a British officer who visited the Confederacy in 1863 and kept a diary in which he recorded observations about the Confederate countryside. This is from June 1863. He's on the eastern slope of the Blue Ridge Mountains near Sperryville. And he remarked that the area is completely cleaned out. The presence of the armies for more than a year has left many acres almost uncultivated, and no animals are grazing where there used to be hundreds. All fences have been destroyed and numberless farms burnt, the chimneys alone left standing. Fremantle concluded, "It's difficult to depict and impossible to exaggerate the sufferings which this part of Virginia has undergone." In the fall of 1864, a visitor in the Fredericksburg, Virginia area wrote down this observation. "All is as still as death for miles and miles